This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station. Now, we are broadcasting great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Not everybody working on the third watch tonight, especially the truck drivers. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. You can also follow us on MeWe and Gab the same way. Parler, we are at The Captain's America. On Twitter, we're at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, in moving along here, the Derek Chauvin trial moves along. Yesterday, the police chief told the jury that the behavior of Officer Chauvin during George Floyd's arrest violated department policies. Now, that couldn't have helped him at all, could it?
No, I think that was very powerful testimony because, Captain, when you're sitting there listening to the police chief talking about how the part of the procedure is to do what they were doing to try to subdue George Floyd at that time, but then once that was successful, insofar as that he was no longer resisting, as I recall, the police chief was saying, that's when this all has to stop. He also talked about the idea of when it became, when it was verbalized, essentially, that he couldn't breathe or was having trouble, that it also should have stopped. Now, when you couple that with the other bystanders and other people who were there who were trying to get something to change in that period of time that the officer's knee was on George Floyd's neck, I think that goes together. It's a very, very devastating day on the witness stand for Derek Chauvin.
Well, there was an EMT that was there.
Yes.
And the EMT said that the officer would not let the EMT check the person because they said that he was in distress of some sort. And the officer basically said, no, get away from here. You have nothing to do with this. And, of course, the senior officer was Chauvin, the 18 or 19, I guess he was a 19-year veteran. And those two officers that were with him were both rookies.
Yes, exactly right.
So as it turned out, he was their training officer.
He was their training officer, and of course, in terms of chain of command and so forth, if you're a trainee and the big 18-year veteran is telling you this and that, it's very difficult to go against that. But when you have, as I said, all of this going together, and by the way, out of this trial, some of that's going to change too, in terms of what trainees are going to be able to, they're like being whistleblowers.
Now, Nancy Pelosi's husband is a multimillionaire many times over, thanks to Nancy and some of her deals, correct?
Well, sure, yeah.
He is now positioned to cash in on Joe Biden's $174 billion electric vehicle subsidies because guess who the electric vehicle distributor is and has money in the dealership where the government is going to buy all these electrical vehicles for the post office? That would be her husband in San Francisco.
Well, you know, again, this is the kind of thing that if there was an R behind Nancy Pelosi's name, this would be unacceptable. This would be cashing in. This would be, you know, using your influence
okay.
for personal gain.
Have you heard anybody mention that?
No.
Okay, and I mentioned it, and it was in plain sight if you wanted to find it.
Well, exactly right. But you see, that's the double standard in our society, especially as far as the mainstream media is concerned. And unfortunately, Captain, this kind of thing continues. And I hate to say, I think the politicians who benefit from this, they just kind of laugh it off and say, well, another day at the office and count the money. That's what they do.
Now, Ken Cuccinelli, who I believe was a former attorney general in Virginia, correct?
I believe so, yes.
Ran for governor, didn't make it. He said that H.R. 1, which is the voting rights law, whatever they call it, is now S.R. 1 in the Senate. Now, the Senate version of the House voting rights bill will, in fact, silence generations of American voices. It cannot pass the session, Senate, and it looks like as if the way things are going right now, it will not pass the Senate. But, boy, folks, you got to get on the telephone line. You got to make sure, and I'm going to give you the phone line again. The number is 202-225-3121. That's the Senate switchboard, 202-225-3121 for the Senate switchboard. Give them your zip code. You get one of the two senators you got. Doesn't matter who you get. Tell them, do not vote for this or your career is over. 202-225-3121 for the Senate switchboard.
Well, that's exactly right, because don't take anything for granted. SR1, yes, they would have to probably try to change some of the even the rules of the Senate to, just to get it through, but don't take it for granted. Make sure that they know how you feel.
Okay, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, when we come back, we're going to tell you about Vladimir Putin. He's now basically the king for life of Russia. Now, I'm using that word in jest. He's not the king. But wait till we tell you what he is. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I'll do just that, Mr. Announcer Guy, and I'll tell you what, there's gold waiting in that narrow windshield of yours if it's got a chip or a crack in it. Give it an inspection today, and if you find said chip or crack, you'll get $100 put right in the palm of your hand when they have that windshield replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle all your windshield needs, give you a lifetime warranty for the car, the truck, or the van that you're driving, and in Florida, Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required. So, from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa, Sarasota, and other surrounding areas, make sure you take Auto Glass America and give them a call, because they will come right to your home or office, process your insurance claim. You'll get a premium quality windshield, you'll get a warranty, and you get $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you tell them me, moi, the Captain, Matt Bruce, sent you. Their phone number is 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And don't forget to tell them the Captain, Matt Bruce, sent you. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
Yep, right on cue. Yep, right on cue. All right, well, you know, back to the drawing board here. Vice President Kamala Harris has gone 12 days without a news conference since being tapped to be the border for her border crisis role, correct?
That is right, yes.
And on Monday, she was within 2 hours of the border out there in California, right?
Yes, yeah.
Meanwhile, the Arizona Attorney General has invited Harris to come to the border with him to see the problems firsthand. Not one word out of her yet.
Well, right. I mean, that whole thing, you know, is so crazy because, yeah, they're not going to have her come out and start taking responsibility for stuff going on at the border or coming up with a plan. I mean, I quite frankly, if President Trump had given this kind of thing to his Vice President Pence at the time, you'd see Vice President Pence going and talking to people and having meetings, and he would be like trying to hit the ground running on that thing. But with Kamala Harris, I think it was all for show. Oh, we're going to put her in charge of the border. But then when they figured out that, we've created a real problem here, and quite frankly, for all intents and purposes, an unsolvable problem, at least in the wheelhouse of the Biden administration, because they created this, they can't give this to Kamala because she can't be successful at it. I think it's just that simple. So they've got to keep her a million miles away from it now.
In over our head, you might say, huh?
Yeah, big time. You know, because the effect that this is having, and especially, and I've noticed, Captain, on the news coverage, not only the national news but local news as well, they're all calling it a crisis at the border. They're showing over and over again the terrible footage that we've seen come out of these detention centers, and they are demonstrating it as being a full blown crisis. And they're not going to put Kamala Harris in the middle of that.
Okay, well, let's go to the telephone lines. We've got Eric in Seminole. So I know you, sir, probably have something on your mind. What's up?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call, sir. You guys had a blessed Easter weekend. Hey, real quick, you're talking about the crisis at the border and this, that, and the other, and I'm going to kind of go backwards here. So you got this stuff going on at the border. Vice President Harris is allegedly in charge of all this. You know, you stop the quote-unquote crisis at the border, you close the border. There's no more crisis. You deport. You catalog. You detain those that need to be detained. You perform DNA tests on all the anyone under that you can deem under the age of 18 or incapacitated in some sort that's traveling with, you know, unknown adults or this, that, and the other. My take on it is the crisis is not necessarily an immigration, migration, or refugee or invasion. You know, pick your adjective of choice. The crisis is the untold number of child sex trafficking victims that are going on. The FBI is involved in all of this, that has waived the background checks for national criminal background checks for anyone that's going to be working there because they're going to be considered volunteering their time. That's the crisis. We have a crisis in justice, in my opinion, in the United States, and not necessarily, you know, people coming across the border illegally. If that makes any sense, you want to stop the illegal crossings, close the border. The problem is solved. Create your standoff, increase your standoff distance, and put those refugee centers further south. You process, you know, just like President Trump was doing. And, you know, I'm not trying to bring him back into it, but there are ways.
Well, we should.
Because
he had it right. He had it right.
Well, to a point, right, absolutely. That was one way to take care of it. There's things called U.S. consulates. You want to be a refugee, you want to apply for asylum, go fill the paperwork out. You want to come to this country, by all means, come to this country, get in line, wait your turn, sign the guest book, and wait to be called. That's my take on the immigration thing. Now, going backwards, you gentlemen were just talking about the police chief, Minneapolis police chief coming out regarding the former fired officer.
That's right.
Chauvin with his deal. What do people think a politically appointed police chief of in any city is going to say if they want to keep their job and not have the city burned to the ground because of the misrepresentation and misleading of the public? And in general, you know, some people are just, you know, I'm ignorant on many topics, but capitalizing upon the ignorance of a populace who's just think, just if everybody, this is just my opinion now, everybody take a deep breath and think that everything, just about everything, with the exception of this medical fiasco where the globe seems to be in, this paranoia, every single thing we've seen in this country because of George Floyd.
Yeah,
not because that one instance. That this is, in my opinion, this is a planned coup d'etat. This is a planned event, capitalization of an event. Because BLM, within 2 weeks of that poor gentleman, you know, becoming decedent, George Floyd, within 2 weeks, there's national major corporate
Never let a good crisis go to waste.
Mm-hmm. Boom. This This was going to happen one way or the other, and it couldn't happen with Ahmed Arbery because there was too much video evidence. All right, thanks, gentlemen. Thanks for letting me vent. I appreciate it, sir.
Thank you. Okay, well, Kyle, let's get into some of this because, number one, I get about the police chief. The police chief is in an appointed position, and he was probably, if he didn't already have an opinion, he was probably told the opinion he was supposed to have by the people that run the city council and or the mayor, if he wanted to keep his job. So I'm pretty sure that's what that came from. But I will admit to you that I think that when you talk about excessive force being used, could he have lightened it up a little bit? Certainly. But then again, why didn't they use their stun guns?
That's a real good question. But again, even so, when you have other witnesses and the EMT that we talked about as well, when the jury hears that, all that goes together and it starts moving the same direction in their minds, I might think. And that's where I think it's so devastating for Chauvin. Absolutely.
Well, I don't disagree. Now, Hunter Biden, got to get to a little Hunter Biden stuff here. Hunter Biden came out and said he just doesn't remember encountering the Arkansas stripper with whom he reportedly fathered a child. He says, I'm not proud of it, but I don't remember any of it.
Wow. Well, you know,
I guess he was too far stoned on crack at the time, huh?
Well, I mean, you know, to some degree, you know, yes, you could see that happening in the sense of if he was in fact completely out of his mind on drugs or something, but it really also doesn't kind of, you know, pass the test. I think they're trying to get Hunter out there because for the longest time it was Where's Hunter, and now, you know, his father's in office. He's completely ensconced, you know, in the presidency now.
And the press is protecting him.
Well, sure, exactly. Yeah. And so he's getting out there. You've got some interviews, but the answers are ridiculous. And it actually, if this was the son of President Trump, it would be a different story.
All right, before we have to break it in just about 30 seconds here, Vladimir Putin did something yesterday. He made himself president for two more terms, a law allowing him to be president for two more terms in Russia, allows him to be president until he's 82 years old.
Yeah, so do you think anybody's going to unseat him in the next election in 2024 if he runs again?
Nope, because he'll never be seen again. They'll never be seen again.
That's right. I mean, we laugh about it, but this is really serious stuff. Now, he's already served, I think, is longer than even the longest running strongman, which would have been Joseph Stalin, I think. So this is, this is very significant. Not only for modern history of Russia, but moving forward, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more of Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And by the way, California, a Georgia Republican teased Biden and Schumer and says the voting law should have been more restricted, just like it is in Delaware and New York, because the voting laws up there are more restrictive than they are down yonder. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden's infrastructure package may be facing some opposition from his own party. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin said Monday that he'd like to see the way the proposal is being funded changed. wanting a smaller increase in the corporate tax rate than is in the president's plan. Missouri Senator Roy Blunt believes that the package is too big, no matter how it's funded. He tells Fox News that only about 30% of the $2.25 trillion plan is actually about infrastructure.
Roads, the bridges, the airports, the ports, all the money they propose spending on that is exceeded by the amount of money that they are willing to spend to set up electric charging stations all over America. The real focus here needs to be on the part of our infrastructure above ground and below ground that makes us compete and safe, and we can do that. And we could easily do that, in my view, in a bipartisan way in a bill that's paid for by the infrastructure investments themselves.
This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now. Book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
All righty, thank you very much. And this portion of the program brought to you by two different people. First of all, today is Have Lunch with the Captain Day. I'll be over at Mission Barbecue on West Waters. And if you want the opportunity to meet a World War II, Korea, and Vietnam War veteran, his name is Fred, he'll be there with his wife. He'll be there with us at my table. Stop on by and tell him thank you for his service. He's quite a guy. He's still bright and chipper as a lark, and he gets along with just about everybody, regardless of your political persuasion, because we normally don't talk politics all that much. We talk about different things back and forth that are of interest to the people at the table. But there you go. Now, also, today, remember that coming up on the 13th, Tuesday the 13th, that's next week at 6 p.m., I'll be at the Mixon Fruit Farms Tea Party Manatee's 12th anniversary being held in the pavilion there at 2525 27th Street East in Bradenton, Florida. Now, special guest speakers for the event will be Sam Sorbo. She's the wife of Kevin Sorbo, who's the character actor. He plays Hercules. You've seen him in a lot of movies. And he also did Walking Tall and then some other movies. And Trevor Loudon will also be there. Now, I'll be the master of ceremonies for the event. Tea Party Manatee's famous potluck supper will be there, too. Always good food. We'll have a silent auction. And if you have an item to donate for the silent auction, all the proceeds from the silent auction will go to Tea Party Manatee's war chest for endorsed candidates. So, stop on by next Tuesday, the 13th,
April the 13th, 6 p.m. We're going to be there from 6 to 8 in the pavilion out back of Mixon's Fruit Farms, 2525 27th Street East, Bradenton, Florida. Look forward to seeing many of you there, and I know many of you will be there. It's going to be a great, great, great night. All right, now back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Are you ready? Are you ready to circle back?
Roger that.
I'm telling you, something's going to explode here one of these nights. Holy cow. Well, I'm going to circle back, folks, on Coca-Cola. Now, Coca-Cola was banned from the Georgia GOP offices for intentionally misleading citizens. That's what they told Coca-Cola. They broke their contract with them for. Also, Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, boycotted the Major League Baseball game last night. He declined to throw the first pitch after the woke Georgia stunt by Major League Baseball. And he said he is not going to go to another game this year until the Major League Baseball commissioner apologizes for taking the position they took. Because, again, Major League Baseball, as if they weren't having enough problems not being able to put people in the stands, they just done it to themselves again with this deal here. I talked to a lot of people yesterday. Said, that's it. That's it. We're done. And Major League Baseball also, while not saying a word to anybody, guess where they're expanding their presence, Kyle?
Would that be China?
Yes.
Yeah.
They are expanding their presence in China. They're going to put a developmental league in China to develop some of the Chinese baseball players that are over there while they're pulling out of Atlanta. So that's our circle back segment, and you couldn't make this stuff up if you tried.
No, you couldn't, Captain. It's very sad because, you know, what's going on in China, you know, is something that, you know, we have heard and known about for quite some time. And it's definitely some very suspicious kinds of circumstances. They would do this in Atlanta, but that in China.
All right, let's go to the phone line. Let me see here. I think this is Mel in Saratoga Springs. Is that you, Mel?
Yes, Captain, this is me. Yes, Captain, and good morning, Captain, and good morning, Kyle. Captain, I'm sort of disappointed that you would surrender your civil liberty to be able to move around freely for a piece of cardboard.
Hold it. You're wrong. When you get the COVID shot, you get that little card they give you. Now, some people are calling that the vaccine passport, but in my state of Florida, it means nothing.
Yeah, well, when you have to use it, as mentioned, to be able to go to any sporting event or any large gathering or out to a bar or something like that, you have to present it, you have to carry it with you. I mean, whatever happens.
Only outside of Florida, Mel. Oh. And I don't plan on going outside of Florida.
I understand. Mm-hmm. But myself, I'm not going to carry anything anywhere. I was born free. I should be able, I'm going to die free. And I'm, this country is the land of the
free. That's all your opinion. So what's your question?
Yeah, well, I just heard what you said. I'm just reacting to what you said. And I'm just, like I said, disappointed. But anyway, Captain,
too bad.
Have a great night. And how you doing?
Yeah, too bad, so sad. That's all I can tell you. Because, Kyle, you're right there, right?
Yes, I'm here.
You heard what was being said.
Somewhat, yeah. There's a little bit of a technical difficulty, but
when you get your COVID shots, okay, whether it's the two or the one, you get a card.
Yeah.
And the card shows that you've been vaccinated. Now, where are you supposed to take that card once you get it in your possession?
Well, I know you're supposed to keep it with you. And,
where are you supposed to take it? Who needs to see it?
Well, I know if you wanted to go on, I think, an airline or this kind
no,
of thing.
You're, no, let me it. Tell you, because you're not going the right way.
Yeah.
It goes to your primary doctor to be put in your medical record.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay, and the reason it's put in your medical record is because if they do check medical records and you don't have the card, then it's already in there that you've been vaccinated, and therefore you are okay to go wherever you want to go, however, whenever, why ever, and nobody is going to challenge you. Now, I plan on doing a little moving around this year, and the only way I'll be able to do some of the moving where I go to is guess what I'm going to have?
your vaccine card.
That's right. And yeah. If I don't, it'll be in my medical record, and I can just take a copy of that with me. So, therefore, there you go. But if you don't, you ain't going nowhere.
Well, see, that's the thing. And the question is, how long does that go on? What is going to be the end game, as it were, of COVID-19?
I wish I knew.
Yeah, and in other words, are we going to be doing this 5 years from now, 10 years from now?
I wish I knew. But unfortunately, I would say as it stands right now, probably yes.
Probably yes. And see, and this is something that's going to be very, very difficult for Americans to accept. Because right now it's beginning to be a practical issue, but it's more or less a theoretical issue. But if we can do literally anything under the guise of quote unquote public health, then imagine what, God forbid there's another virus that comes along.
Well, trust me, we're already hearing that there's several other viruses coming along. This was only almost the 2,1900 and something. Coronavirus that came out of China, something like that?
Right. Well, the idea now, of course, the variants.
Yeah.
That's what they're talking about.
Yeah,
well.
And that'll be the next thing. And then, and by the way, I've already been told by my doctor who I went and saw yesterday because I gave blood and I had to be certified, with the blood. By the way, that's the other thing the card does for you?
Mm-hmm.
You want to give blood? Show them the card. Boom. You give blood.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, here's the other thing. CBS Sports is set to broadcast the Masters Golf Tournament from Georgia, correct? Augusta, Georgia.
That's right, Augusta, yeah.
After they've encouraged corporations to fight the Georgia voting law. Do you suppose they're opening themselves up to any protests over there?
Protests, hypocrisy in the grand sense, because again, if Georgia is terrible, they passed this terrible law, that you can't bring water to people, or just like the president is saying, all these baseless claims that he's talking about, then why is it that these other things can go on? I mean, I don't want them to pull the Masters tournament out of Georgia, obviously, but unfortunately, Captain, it's like there's just enough to divide people, to politicize everything. Now they're politicizing baseball. Everything in our lives has to be politicized completely.
Well, they're making a mistake with baseball.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
They already made the mistake with football, and they know it. They already made a mistake with basketball, and they know it. Hockey wasn't so bad. Now they're trying it with baseball for the second time. First time was terrible. And none of these teams can afford to lose one fan this year because there was nobody in the stands last year, and they lost all that revenue.
Right, and if I'm not mistaken, if you look at ticket prices, if you want to go to the game...
Oh, through the roof.
It's through the roof, exactly. So, and we're talking up in the Bob Uecker seats even, way, way, way up in the top of the stadium, it's going to be an arm and a leg. And that's not going to help the teams, especially if people don't show up.
No, and if you want to go see the Yankees, I think the tickets start at $150 in the cheap seats.
Right. Exactly.
Jeez. All right. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, you're coming right back with another Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And there's nobody that says you have to agree with everything we talk about, Again, I understand it. I know how to play the game, and I know how to win. A lot of people don't. They've tried. They've failed. We haven't. All right. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere. The Captain's America Third Watch coming right back.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
Hey, hey, Donna Fiducia up there, Carrollton, Georgia way. And by the way, she and her husband, Don, operate the Double D Ranch up there. It's a horse stable and a place where you can learn to ride, and they do the different competitive training too for the western and the equestrian type riding. So check them out up there in Carrollton, Double D Stables, and they're just up the road a tad bit from, guess what, our friends there in Fort Benning, Georgia, and all the people that are serving right now. A big hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. Well, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. Pull on in there when you're out there in the road, your home away from home. Grab yourself a free hot cup of coffee on us, the Captain's America Third Watch. Just tell them you're listening to me. You get yourself a free cup of coffee and become a member of the Drivers Club, too. And take advantage of all the points you're going to get for buying fuel, for buying food, and for buying supplies in the trucker's store. Okay, here we go with a little bit more Bob Seger. We'll be right back. Bob Seger from Beverly Hills Cops 2, wouldn't you? And that's Eddie Moore. Let's see. Well, anyway, where are you at there, Kyle?
Oh, here I am.
Yeah. What'd you think about that one? That movie, all I can think of is Rosewood and, let's see, Taggart and Rose. Is it Rosewood?
I think Rosewood and Taggart. That's right.
Yeah.
And Eddie Murphy.
Yep. And the lieutenant, the chief's name was Bogeman, right?
I think you're right about that. Yeah. Yeah. And that, Ronnie Cox was in that. Yeah. He played the lieutenant or something that would always be after, Rosewood and Taggart. Those movies were really something. And the magic of it sometimes is when you get somebody like Bob Seger and they do a track like that and they attach it to the movie, it just really becomes memorable. It makes the movie even better than it was.
Well, you got most of the weather tonight, so go ahead and take it away out there to the west.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, out west tonight, folks, we've got wind advisories all through, New Mexico, which also that's coupled with fire weather warnings. So gusty winds and fire weather warnings are recipes for disaster. This also goes over into the Texas Panhandle as well, Amarillo, Lubbock, Midland, as well. As we head north up I-25, fire weather warning south of Colorado Springs and in southern Colorado. We also have a winter storm warning. This is up on I-90 near just basically the border between South Dakota and Wyoming. Winter weather advisory also. This is west of I-25, north of Casper, coming up into southern Montana. That's south of Billings. Also, east of Bozeman, you also have winter weather advisory along I-90. Big wind advisory coming across I-80 as you're traveling from Utah into Nevada. And also, wind advisory in Southern California. We're going to have some pretty good gusts, but not what they say is going to be like the recent Santa Ana wind events. So that's at least something. And a freeze warning tonight, Captain, on Interstate 5 in Medford and Grants Pass area in southern Oregon.
Well, the really big problem tonight is going to be for the truckers going up I-30 towards Arkansas and I-40 and coming across I-20. And anybody taking the shortcut out of Longview down south, down towards Houston, because there is an area starting to fire up and there's going to be some severe thunderstorms, maybe something else in the mix right now from southeastern Oklahoma down through the eastern part of Texas to include Texarkana right there and just inside Louisiana. All that is going to be moving to the east, northeast out of there. And by the end of the day, it's probably going to be over around Mississippi or maybe even into Alabama, depending on how fast it runs. This is going to be a track of severe weather. So be advised if you're on any of those roads I just mentioned to you or any of the ones coming up out of New Orleans, 55, 57, 59, you're probably going to run into it somewhere along the line today. And Kyle, again, the pilot and the Flying J, you're home away from home, and tell everybody real quick how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tonight.
Sounds good.
Okay, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. We appreciate him coming on the program very much. All righty, let's drift on over to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Morning.
What do you think about 60 Minutes and going after Ron DeSantis the way that they edited the clip so it made it sound like something that wasn't necessarily?
Isn't that kind of a pattern for them?
Well, why anyone would watch CBS News is beyond me, and if you are, turn them off. Don't watch them. You don't need to. They're not going to report the truth.
Right.
So, what else do you have to say about that? Everybody wants to know tonight. Believe me, everybody wants to know. Who watches CBS?
Oh, I don't. I haven't watched 60 Minutes in years.
Yeah, I even forgot it was on the air until I saw this hit piece on DeSantis. And then, of course, it's out there now because of the fact of the way they put it and the way they did it. And unfortunately, the reporter... when you saw what DeSantis said and what the reporter asked and the way they edited, it's like, what are you doing? And why couldn't they demand a retraction and demand an apology from CBS? You think they'll do that?
No.
You don't think they'll do that?
No.
Okay. Well, if they don't, then I got a great idea for everybody. Don't watch CBS. Don't even turn the dial over there. Put CBS on the no-watch list.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people wanted to know what you had to say, so we'll see if that satisfies them. Because
wasn't it Susan Rice's husband that
he's something over there?
Mm-hmm. And let's not forget that Susan Rice works for Biden.
Yep. Yep. And Valerie. And Barack and the Politburo, whoever they might happen to be. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. How about the Major League Baseball game getting moved to Denver now?
Well, it's kind of hypocrisy because they have actually, in 2016, they disqualified 21,000 voters over voter ID.
Yes, they did. Mm-hmm. Their laws there are more stringent than they were in Georgia.
I posted yesterday because I decided, let's go look at Canada and let's go look at Mexico to see what their voting laws are about. And they have those that are just as strict as the United States. So,
yep. Got to have ID. Hold that thought. Folks will be right back. You got to have ID if you want to vote. Go to Germany. Maria was telling us about Germany. So there you go. All righty. I'll be right back after the top of the hour news on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.